This is the Dr. Peter Breggin Hour, every Wednesday at 4 p.m. on www.prn.fm. This radio presentation replays my weekly TV show, Refounding America with Peter R. Breggin, MD, which can be watched on Brighteon.tv, and it's available on Roku. I interview guests who are heroes and pioneers in confronting the global predators who are behind COVID-19 lockdowns and vaccines, corrupt public health and medicine, global warming, the Great Reset, and other justifications for destroying the Western democracies. They are stealing our countries, our freedoms, our dignity and hope, and our jobs and our savings. For documentation of this worldwide tragedy, read our new book, COVID-19 and the Global Predators, We Are the Prey, by Peter and Ginger Breggin. Together, my guests and I explore what is happening and what we each can do to refound America and inspire the world. Thank you for your courage in facing these challenges and standing up for liberty. Here are four principles for living like an American. Protect freedom. Take responsibility at all times. Express gratitude for every gift and opportunity. Become a source of love. Once again, these are the times that try our souls. We must find the strength and the courage to rise up to refound America in the spirit of liberty. My wonderful, wonderful audience, I have a somber feeling as I begin today because my guest is one of the deepest thinkers in the world about the issues, not just of COVID-19, but the global predators who are trying to get us by the throat. His name is Sucharit Bhakti. He is one of the most respected scientists in the world in the movement for freedom. He recently said in an interview, the vaccines are even worse than we thought, and it is a catastrophe. Must be stopped. People are being murdered by your own governments and the people behind this agenda. Look at the athletes falling down. It is murder now. It is known that these vaccines are maiming people for life, killing people. I want to talk with him about all of this. Welcome again, my wonderful audience. Sucharit Bhakti, MD, was born in the Washington, D.C., but he's a man of the world, educated in Switzerland, Egypt, Thailand as a younger man. He got his medical degree at the University of Bonn. That's top flight. He got his doctorate at the Max Planck in immunology and epigenetics. You don't get much smarter than that. You don't get much more scientific than that in any field that you go in. He's worked at top flight institutes around the world, including a biomedical institute in Copenhagen that's very well known. He became a professor and a chair at the University of Mainz in Germany and retired in 2012. He, like me, has a very close relationship with his wife and lives somewhat out in the country. We were out in the country too for quite a while. And when the COVID-19 started, I think they started talking with me and Ginger did, oh my God, this thing is, incredibly bad. What's going on? And they wrote together one of the very earliest and certainly most effective books way back in 2020, Corona False Alarm. It's in at least German and English. It sold over 200,000 copies rapidly. This is a man who has been in the fight. And I want to talk to him, you know, just as deeply as we dare about what we are seeing happening, what our perspective is on it. I'm deeply moved in our early conversation on the air, before we went on the air, about how desperate he sees the situation in the world today. It's way beyond COVID-19. Dr. Bhakti, welcome to the show.
I'm glad to be with you, Peter, and Ginger.
Thank you.
Hello, America.
Where would you like to begin? Would you like to pick up on what we were talking about, which is that we are in a massive fight for really the survival of the world as we know it right now. It goes way beyond the COVID-19 struggle. I think that's so important.
I think that we are in the midst of the apocalypse. That's what we are. And we are facing the end. And it is absolutely imperative that everyone understands what the danger is and that you are facing oblivion if you do not stand up now. The whole world, but especially America, because America is the only country and the only continent that has the internal power to fight against this devilish, this satanic, this diabolic evil that we are all faced with.
The more that Ginger and I have looked at this, the more obvious it is that the concept of the New World Order is not a myth or conspiracy theory. It really is this massive interlocking relationships between banks, big corporations, the military industrial complex, people who have gotten us into this war in the Ukraine because they're going to benefit from that in the same way they benefit from COVID-19. They're going to get richer and more powerful, the same way the people in the world will be drained of wealth and drained of power. Do you think in those terms of a new world order, or and
of course. I didn't 2 years ago.
No, never.
But since, well, let's say 9 months, it is completely obvious that this whole agenda has been planned and is being executed in a masterly fashion. It has been planned over decades. When I say decades, I say at least 4 decades. So the same people who got together 4 decades ago, and I'm going to mention names, because you know, Robert Kennedy wrote this fantastic book that I think should be obligatory for everyone who can read and write. And it's all laid down there. And what Robert Kennedy wrote is true. And it's been researched, and it's absolutely true that the whole thing has been planned. And, well, I don't know whether I am allowed to name the names that Robert Kennedy has named, but he said, and
well, in our book, COVID-19 and the Global Predator, so we name names.
So, of course, it is the WHO, it is the FDA, it's the CDC, it's the NIH, and, of course, the people who are responsible for all of this, Dr. Fauci, is virtually the number one. You have Bill Gates, who has been pushing this whole agenda because he thinks he's God on earth, and he's going to not save mankind, he's going to save himself and his cronies and his friends, so that they can continue living the life that they are living now, in wealth and pleasure. Now, you know, I don't mind when people who deserve it become billionaires. I don't mind at all. You know, I'm a Buddhist, and a Buddhist has no, what is it called? We don't envy. This is one of the things that we are taught. Do not envy. Instead, be glad for those who are in luck and are happy and are rich. I will be happy for every person who has everything he wants, if they deserve it, but not if they are criminals, as we are looking at these people who are all criminals. And the criminals are in the FDA, in the WHO, as we all know. Fauci, Bill Gates are the greatest criminals. No, they're not the greatest. There are others behind the scenes that I will not name because I don't have any proof, but I think you and me, we know who they are. And they've been governing the earth, society, and the world over the last few hundred years. So what we're looking at now is not something that just happened to happen by chance over the last 40 years. It's been pre-planned before that. However, and this is what I have to emphasize, the thing is that science, so-called progress, medicine, only came to the stage where it could be used so that these plans could be realized about 40 years ago. That is what I need to say to everyone. And what I want to say to everyone is that anyone who wants to return to the life that he used to live in a world that used to be wonderful. In a way, it was wonderful, despite all the difficulties that we had, all the fights, all, you know, but the world that we used to live in until 2 years ago was still a wonderful world. What a wonderful world. And I tell you that because you, all of you who are listening right now, are bowing your heads and say, we will follow the agenda. We will become, you know, we are going to be enslaved. We are going to believe you. Then what I'm telling you is that this so-called vaccine is changing humanity and mankind. These vaccines are changing you right now, even though you don't realize it. They are altering your psyche, your brain. You're becoming different people right now. Don't do it. You are losing your individuality. You're losing your personality. And you're losing your right to say, I am a human being. You're losing your human being. And if you don't know why I'm saying this, you better try to find out why I'm saying this, because it's all clearly founded on science. All right, Peter, sorry. That was a bit long.
No, I'm very glad to have you talking. I want to point out that Bobby Kennedy, who wrote that wonderful book, The Real Anthony Fauci, has endorsed our book as the one that actually gives the deep dive into what he calls the criminal conspiracy. So he has actually written for us an endorsement that COVID-19 and the Global Predators is the book that does the deep dive into some of what Dr. Bhakdi has been talking about. Just briefly, some of the ways that we take it that includes what Dr. Bhakdi is talking about is we see Fauci as more the local mafiosa head. He's been a guy who is enough of a political sociopath that he's served like four or five presidents. He was working with Bill Gates 10 years before COVID-19. When Gates announced the decade of the vaccine, he is an underling to Bill Gates. Klaus Schwab in the World Economic Forum, which is, as we were talking earlier, reminded me, is based in Switzerland along with the World Health Organization. They're all related to each other. And what we were really shocked to find was how all these folks, every last one of the dozens and dozens of predators we look at, all have an interest in communist China, and none of them have a nation. None of them really are patriotic. None of them are God-fearing or spiritual. They have what I'm now calling a kind of intellectual autism. They really do not acknowledge the existence of other human beings as such, as treasures of God, or as having inherent rights, or being, having a the ability and the opportunity to fulfill themselves. There's no concept like that by human beings. They have no concept of the Bill of Rights or constitutional democracies. It's all about this government or governance that they are carrying out above the other nations of the world and doing it very, very successfully. I don't know whether your own research has gotten you looking at the Chinese communists, but the ties between people like Schwab and Gates and the World Health Organization and the UN. The UN is a big cover story for them. They have endorsements from the UN and working agreements with the UN that were developed between Gates and the UN, between Schwab and the UN. So there's a very, very definable network. I used to think it was kind of a loose coalition, but more and more it seems like a very definable network. You mentioned that we all know who's behind this, but you weren't going to bring it up. That just gets me wanting to know what you're thinking, because I actually don't know who you're talking about in your own mind. Would you share that with us, or do you want to just say, no, I don't want to go there?
Look, this is my own opinion, all right?
Good.
And it is born out of reading and thinking about many things. I'm afraid, very much afraid, Peter, that there's a global agenda, and you don't have to name any countries, but the chiefs of these nations have gotten together to divide up what is left in the world that they can get. So the first thing that they have to do, of course, is to take away the possessions and the wealth of the individuals.
Yeah.
This is what is happening. The second is that they have to reduce the world population, which is happening in front of our eyes.
Mm-hmm.
Then there will be enough left for them to lead their own select lives wherever and however they want. And they will be the untouchables, because they will have their jets and their islands and all their dominions wherever they want in the world. And we will never be able to reach them, because we will be caged as slaves on the rest of the earth that they leave to us, grazing like sheep on the fields. And whenever, you know, what is the story? The Time Machine, right? The Time Machine, H.G. Wells, who was part of the planners of all of this. Yes, Peter. I know. We know that. We know this. You know. But what he wrote, the Time Machine, where people were just mindless. They had no intelligence left, no mind left. They were just vegetating, you know, eating the grass. And I think the Morlocks were under the earth. They controlled them. And what we are seeing now is that these Morlocks, who are not under the earth, they are jutting around, you know, going to their mansions, wherever. And whenever they feel like it, they come out and choose a nice piece of meat, a nice sheep that they will slaughter. And that's what they're doing. They're slaughtering us. They are slaughtering us, Peter. And you know it. I know it. I wish to God. You know, I'm a Buddhist, so a Buddhist is not quite sure whether there is a God. But if there is a God, I wish to him that the people would wake up and understand that they are being slaughtered right now. And, you know, the whole propaganda and the agenda is very easy to understand. It's not difficult at all. We just have to go back and start thinking. And I tell you, Peter, what I find, I have to say that I have to take my hat off to these guys. What they're doing now, I would never have expected could be possible. But they're doing it, and they're doing it with such success that I have to say, chapeau. That's the French for I take my hat off to you. You have done something that I would have thought was impossible. And you are now introducing an agent, so-called vaccines, which are they are blinding the minds of people, because these vaccines are making people stupid. They are making people lose their intelligence. And this is the most dangerous part of all. These vaccines are killing people. You have your myocarditis, you've got your strokes, heart attacks. These are all terrible. You've got all these athletes that are dying. You've got all these young people that are dying. Very bad. But the worst thing is that those billions that have been injected are losing their minds. This is something that people don't realize. And they're becoming more and more controllable because they cannot say no. It's fantastic. It's brilliant. And it's nightmarish, horrible, diabolical, satanic. It's got to be stopped.
The see, we've got just a minute and a half. An interesting addition to what you're saying. H.G. Wells is a very complicated guy, and he actually wrote maybe the earliest book called The New World Order. He broke with the Fabian socialists in Great Britain, and he wrote about the necessity of a good-willed, moral world parliament that would be the governance of the world. It was the height of utopian naivete, but very interesting. People have been talking about all this openly for a long time. It's ridiculous to call it a conspiracy theory. One of the things I would like to do when we come back after the break, would be to talk some more about maybe both of us, but in particular you and your wife, came to these decisions, what you went through to come to them. Because for you and I, I'm sure this has been really hard work and very discouraging and hard to keep up our spirits. I keep it up by believing that each of us has a task to fulfill on earth, and boy, have we been given great tasks to fulfill. But we'll talk, let's talk about things like that when we get back. And I want to talk to you more whether you think people are neurologically damaged, because almost any neurological damage makes people more docile. So how are they inflicting docility? This is something I've looked at. Thank you, and folks, we'll be back soon. This is Dr. Peter Breggin, returning with Dr. Sucharit Bagdi. He was talking when we left off about the vaccines making people more docile, more obedient, more compliant, all these dreadful words, more passive. There's so many words for this, more submissive. And I've done a lot of research, folks, on brain injury and how it does that precisely to people. I've made the argument in books and scientific articles that the common final pathway of all psychiatric drugs, all of them, and all psychiatric treatments, including lobotomies and electroshock, is to make people more docile, more helpless, more compliant, sort of knock the stuffings out of people. And that's the final common pathway of effect of the injuries to the brain that are always widespread injuries, because these chemicals affect, whether it's an antidepressant or an antipsychotic or a sedative, they all affect the overall functioning of the brain. And then, of course, serious assaults on the brain like lobotomy, electroshock, they compromise overall brain function. But and in particular, when they hit the frontal lobes, this stuff that makes us look different than animals, you know, we've got this big forehead stuffed with the human tissue that is our frontal lobe system. When that gets damaged, we in particular tend to lose so much that we think of as, you know, being active, energetic, caring, involved, loving, thinking, suffering human beings. So now I want to go back to, given that little background, go back to Dr. Bagdi and talk about your ideas about the vaccines and how they're harming people, how they would be making people more malleable. God, there's so many words for this.
Okay. Gladly. You see, these so-called vaccines are not really vaccines. They are agents that change you. A vaccine, by definition, is a substance that induces directly immunity, meaning that it induces your body to make antibodies, mainly antibodies, to the agent. And these antibodies will neutralize that agent, whether it is a toxin or a virus. Now, these so-called vaccines that are gene-based don't do that. What they do is that they make your body produce the poison so that your immune system then reacts against the poison. So it is not a direct way, it is an indirect way, which is fraudulent and unlawful. Therefore, these are not vaccines. Now, what is the difference between the gene-based vaccines that you poor Americans and we poor Europeans are getting shot into our bodies and a normal vaccine? A normal vaccine you put into your muscle, it goes into your lymph nodes, and there it induces the production of antibodies. Here we have not something that induces the production of antibodies, but it induces the production of the virus product, which is poison. So this virus product is the so-called spike of the virus. The spike is there to catch, clasp the handle of the doors of your cells, open it, and then the virus will go in. So what you are being coerced to do is, this is the gene that encodes for the hand of the virus. It is not the hand, it is not the hand and the arm, it is the information for doing this. And I liken this, you know, okay, you're Christians. No, your genes, your genome, that is the book of life. And your book of life has all the information for you to take care of your life for the 100 years that God has given to you. So in any situation that you need to have instructions, the book of life is going to say, here are the instructions. And the genome, the genes, your gene, is going to send off a letter to your factories in the cell. And the letter will be encased in an envelope. And it will be in a different language. So if you are you English Americans, the letter, the gene would, the book of life will be in Latin, and the letter will be in English, okay? So the English letter is going to be sent out to the cell. If the cell has to fight a tumor, cancer, the letter will say, make that magic bullet that will kill the cancer cell. And off it goes to the factories, which are in the cell. And there you have the workers who can all read English, and they will read it, and they will make the magic bullet that will destroy your cancer cell. And that's why you don't get cancer, okay? This is... Now, what happens is that this so-called vaccine is nothing else than the letter that the virus actually has. But this letter has now been produced in a computer. And this letter is a fake, but it is put in an envelope and put into your muscle and goes into your body. And that letter says, build this virus protein. Build this virus protein. You know, these guys who have made these so-called vaccines think that they are more than God. They are sending letters in that have never been in your body. Now, those producers, Pfizer, BioNTech, Moderna, whatever you call them, have been lying to you. Lying to you for 2 years now, saying that those letters are only going to be stuck in your muscle, will be read by the muscle cells, and the muscle cells will start making this damn virus protein. They knew all the time that they were lying to you, because it is known, and nothing else could happen except that these letters would enter your lymph nodes and your bloodstream and get carried out throughout your body. So now you have these damn letters, and we're not talking about thousands, not talking about a million, we're talking about billions each shot. Billions of letters that are entering your body, going to unknown destinations in your body, being taken up by cells that would never have been reached by this damn virus. And these cells are, of course, first of all, the cells in your lymph nodes, then the cells that line the vessels of your body. Now, these damn vaccines are so dangerous. There has never been anything that has been invented that is so dangerous as these vaccines. Why? Because first of all, the envelope itself, the packaging, even without the gene that codes for this virus, even if it was not there, this package is poison. It's pure poison. Why is it poison? Because this packaging contains fats. You know what fat is? Like you eat butter, that's fat. But this butter has no charge. Most fats that we have in our body have a negative charge. Now, what is negative? You know, a negative charge is if it's negative and you have something that's positively charged, they attract each other. Okay. Now, the trouble about this packaging of all the so-called mRNA vaccines is that the package contains a lot of fats that are positively charged. They do not normally enter your body. But if these positively charged fats enter your cell, they are going to be entrapped forever. It's like a prison. They cannot come out again. And whenever these positively charged fats meet a negatively charged molecule, they will bind. They will bind for a short while, then go off again. Then they'll make the next meeting, bind and go. What are these molecules that they bind to? Listen, virtually all of the important molecules in your cell are negatively charged. This includes, first of all, the scaffold for your genes, DNS. It's all negatively charged. This is the cage in which your nucleotides are packaged, the double helix, which won the Nobel Prize for Watson and Crick, is caged in a negatively cage. And if those positively charged molecules start binding to this cage, that cage is going to start to wobble, okay? Not only that, all the molecules that are necessary for you to get your energy so that you can create the money with which your cell can work, it's the so-called ATP, which are created in mitochondria. They need negatively charged molecules. And if they are neutralized by the positive charge, they won't be functioning properly. When you have a wound and your cells have to divide to replace the wounded, what is necessary is that negative charges are placed on those proteins that are necessary to control the cell growth. And if those proteins are neutralized by positive charges, the prediction is they are not going to work. So what's going to happen is just because of the packaging, your cells are going to be filled with grains of sand, and the motor of your cells, your being, are going not to function properly. This is the first part. And the problem is it's irreversible. So with every booster, you're going to get more and more of your cells being clogged up by these grains of sand that prevent the cells functioning properly. And this cannot but reduce your life expectancy. It cannot. There can be no other thing. Now, the second thing, of course, is the gene itself. When it gets into your cell and your cell starts making this damn protein, the hand, what happens is that your immune system, God-given, that functions all the time and takes care of you better than any person, better than Pfizer can, better than Bill Gates can, better than anyone in this damn world can. God, if there is a God, has been taking care of you. And don't think that Bill Gates or the WHO or anyone on this earth can do a better job, because if you do, you are going to go to hell. Now, what happens is that when your cells, that the vessels on the wall, start making this damn protein that they were never meant to make, because the virus will never get there, those cells are going to be attacked by your immune system, and your immune system is going to try to kill your cells. This is the essence of autoimmune disease. Your immune system attacks yourself. And so what these guys are doing is that they're planting seeds for attack by your own immune system. They've done this now for a couple billion people on the world. What happens when the cells of your vessel wall start being killed by your own immune system? Question mark. Very simple. Whenever your blood vessels are injured, the blood is going to clot. So what we've been saying now for, I think, 15 months, we start saying this in January 2021. And actually we wrote this in our first book. We predicted that this is going to happen. What's going to happen? You, if you're foolish enough to get vaccinated, are going to get blood clots. Blood clots mean your vessels are going to be clogged. Do you know what that means? If your big vessels are clogged, bad enough. You may get a pulmonary embolism and die. If your coronary arteries are clogged, you may get a heart attack and die. But, guys, listen. These clogs are going to be forming and are going to be generated at sites that you will never see, which are the smallest vessels in your body. And you know, there is one organ that is absolutely beset with small vessels. What is that? It's your brain. Your brain, that God gave to man so that man was man. Your whole personality is here. And you've got, I don't know how many vessels. But if you start clogging those vessels that are so small that no one in the world is going to see them. No one. And, you know, Pfizer, BioNTech, and Moderna know very well that they cannot be seen. And that's why they're murdering you and destroying humanity and getting away with it. They are getting away with it because no one can prove it. The only people who can prove this would be the pathologists who are going to slice open your brain and find those clots. And this work is now being done, but it is a damn lot of work, because one pathologist to look at one brain and slice the whole brain through to see which part of your brain has been destroyed will take a lifetime, 100 years. You've got to look at so much, and this cannot be done. So, what has been done is that there have been pathologists who have looked at brains of people who have died after vaccination, looked at hearts and lungs, and, you know, I'm US-born Thai, but I studied in Germany, and I read the German books, Robert Koch, I admired German scientists all my life. I have admired American, English, and German scientists more than any scientists in the world. My admiration has ceased, has stopped now. But I'm glad to say that it's been German pathologists who have done the work that has been overdue. And these German colleagues of mine have to be lauded and applauded because they have shown now that these people who died after vaccination, 90% all had signs of autoimmune attack in their organs, with the heart as the major organ, meaning that these vaccines got into the muscle and they went to the heart, were taken up by the heart vessels, and what they found was that these vessels were inflamed and they had signs that the vessels were being damaged by immune attack. And they found that the heart cells also expressed the spike protein, meaning that these damn vaccines had leaked out into the organs. And they found the spike proteins in heart, brain, liver, spleen, you name it, you get it, lung.
Dr. Bhakti, we have only about a minute left, really.
Okay.
So let me add that it also gets into that. I don't think you mentioned the reproductive organs, which
of course
seem to especially attract them, and that's also fits in with the agenda that many of these global predators talk about of population control. I want to leave folks being motivated and not crushed by all this data. We're at a moment in time where clearly we need people who are going to be brave and stand up on these issues. Take what you've heard today and don't let yourself get helpless, frightened, and overwhelmed. Get angry, but don't even get too angry. Get busy, get active, get loving. Talk with your neighbors, talk with your friends, set up a book club, get active in local politics, buy our books. Learn as much as you can and be as active as you can, because we are at a point in history, and we're in complete agreement about so much of this. We're at a point in history when we need to stand up for freedom in the world. Dr. Bhakti, you're incredibly brave. Thank you, sir.